Bonjour.
Eric here. Self-introduction and basic greetings in formal French. Hello, and welcome to Basic Bootcamp Season 1 at FrenchPod101.com, where we study modern French in a fun, educational format.
So, brush up on the French that you started learning long ago, or start learning today.
Thank you for being with us for this lesson, Virginie. How are you today?
I'm good, Eric. Thank you. Now, out there, you probably think, boot camp, this is going to be painful.
No, not in this boot camp. There's no suffering here.
We will be slow, we promise.
It should really be called boot spa, shouldn't it? In this lesson, you're going to be learning how to initiate a first contact with a person in French and how to introduce yourself.
And this conversation takes place at the reception lobby of a hotel in France.
And it's between the receptionist and a tourist.
The speakers will be speaking formally.
Okay, so let's listen to this conversation.
Bonjour, madame. Je m'appelle Maxime.
Enchanté, monsieur. Je m'appelle madame Lefebvre Camille.
Enchanté, madame.
One more time, a little more slowly.
Encore une fois, plus lentement.
Bonjour, madame. Je m'appelle Maxime.
Enchanté, monsieur. Je m'appelle madame Lefebvre Camille.
Enchanté, madame.
How about in English?
Bonjour, madame. Je m'appelle Maxime.
Hello, ma'am. I'm Maxime.
Enchanté, monsieur. Je m'appelle madame Lefebvre Camille. Nice to meet you, sir. I'm Mrs. Lefebvre Camille.
Enchanté, madame. Nice to meet you, miss.
Now, I noticed that she introduced her name starting with her last name first. Is this normal in French?
No, actually, here in this conversation, she gives her last name first because she's talking to a receptionist in a hotel and he needs to check her reservation. So he needs her last name.
I see. So it's only the formal context then.
Right.
But sometimes you would only just introduce yourself with your first name.
Actually, most of the time, pretty much all the time, you give your first name first. Like, bonjour, je m'appelle Virginie Mariès. Hi, my name is Virginie Mariès.
So you're doing the normal order like that we do in English.
Right.
How do people actually greet each other? Do they shake hands when they meet for the first time?
You shake hands the first time, the very first time you meet someone, especially at work. But usually you kiss each other in France.
You kiss each other. Yeah, I seem to be noticed people were just, you know, really kissing all the time in France.
Yes, they do kiss each other. They kiss on each cheek.
Interesting. And so that's just a normal greeting that takes the place of shaking somebody's hand.
Yes, exactly. Women with men and women with women.
But not men with men?
Men with men, not really. Men usually shake hands all the time.
Men usually shake hands. Okay.
Yeah.
So would this be done in a business context or only with personal friends?
Well, once you know your coworkers pretty well, you can start kissing, but don't kiss on the first day. Just shake hands.
Okay, so I hope you got that out there. On your first day of the French job, don't go in the office and kiss everyone in the
mouth. No, don't do that, but do it later. It's really fun.
Okay, great. So let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Next.
Madame.
Miss.
Madame. Madame.
Okay, next.
Je m'appelle.
My name is.
Je m'appelle. Je m'appelle.
Next.
Enchanté.
Pleased to meet you.
Enchanté. Enchanté.
Okay, so let's take a closer look at some of the uses of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is bonjour, madame.
And this is hello, miss.
And bonjour, hello is used in the day. It means literally good day.
Right. And then during the night, you would be saying good evening or bonsoir.
Exactly.
Okay, and what else do we have to say?
We have bonjour, monsieur.
And that means hello, sir.
Yes. One thing you need to know is that you won't say bonjour, monsieur, all the time when you meet someone. You can just say bonjour. That's fine.
That would be otherwise extremely formal.
It is extremely formal. Yes.
So maybe if you meet President Obama.
Yeah, Eric, if you ever meet President Obama, maybe you should say bonjour, monsieur, and not just bonjour. But that's pretty much the only situation when you'll have to say that.
If you want to speak to him in French, that is.
So what do we have next?
We have enchanté.
And that means nice to meet you. But what would it be literally? Enchanted?
Yes, actually, literally, it's enchanted. It's a little over the top,
I know. Yeah, excited. I don't know if I'm really that happy to really meet most people, but maybe. And the next phrase is what?
Je m'appelle.
And that means my name is.
Yes. Je m'appelle Virginie. My name is Virginie.
Or je m'appelle Eric. What is this verb?
It's the verb s'appeler, and it's spelled S'APPELLE. Je m'appelle.
Why don't we just have a go through and we can introduce one another?
That's a good idea.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je m'appelle Eric.
Enchanté, Eric. Je m'appelle Virginie.
Enchanté.
Now you can all introduce yourself in French.
What if I don't know the other person's name? How do I ask them what their name is?
Well, you can say, comment vous vous appelez?
Okay, one more time, a little more slowly.
Comment vous appelez? Literally, how is it that you're named?
So that would be a more formal context, right?
Yes, actually, if it's a friend of a friend, you would say, comment tu t'appelles?
The use of tu and vous in French is actually pretty hard to get.
It is hard to get because in English, for example, you only have you, and in French, you have tu when you speak with a friend or a friend of a friend or someone the same age, but you have vous whenever you speak to someone you don't know or someone more important in the company you work in.
So there's a little bit more of a hierarchy when you use the word vous, you're addressing someone more formally.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great. So now let's move on and take a look at the focus for this lesson.
Now you know how to say je m'appelle with your name, which means my name is, but there are other ways.
Just to review, je means I and m'appelle means am called. So literally you're saying I am called.
Yes, that's okay. What it means literally.
And what other ways do you have of saying my name is?
Well, you can use the verb être, to be, and say je suis Virginie. Je being I and suis being am.
Say one more time for us.
Je suis Virginie.
Okay, and that's pretty much the same as we would commonly say in English, I am Eric.
Absolutely. Just a quick note about the verb s'appeler. S'appeler is the infinitive form of the verb to be called. And it ends with ER. You know, in French, there are three groups of verbs.
Right.
And s'appeler belongs to the first one, the ER verbs. But we'll see that later on.
Okay. And there's a whole section of verbs that are going to end in this ending ER.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Okay, great. So I think that's enough grammar for today then.
Yes, I think that's enough.
Then that just about does it for us today. Take care, everyone.
Au revoir.
Bye. Bonjour, madame. Je m'appelle Maxime.
Enchanté, monsieur. Je m'appelle madame Lefebvre Camille.
Enchanté, madame.